There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Lots of messages, Tim, coming in on our what do you want to be or did you want to be when you grew up and did you end up doing that? Salmon says, I don't think kids have thoughts of getting rich and choose their professions accordingly. They think it's about the kind of exposure they get that affects what they want to become. And I say they should be exposed to multiple professions so they have a variety to choose from. This was, I think, you saying that your son wanted to be a YouTuber, which a lot of children, I think it's a very popular career choice for youngsters at the moment. Someone else said, I spent my teenage years on the markets, great life experience, great in the summer, not so great in the winter, happy as a carpenter now. And I think it's quite interesting seeing a lot of people who had this dream to be something ended up doing something different, which is why people are angry with this school in the UK for dictating what children can dress up as when they're supposed to be dressing up as what they want to be in the future. You can't come as a footballer, you can't come as a pop star, and you can't come as a YouTuber, is what the school said.
It's the phrasing. It was the phrasing. Come as your plan B. I don't think it was that. I think it was just to make people think. Robbie, what do you think?
How do you dress as a YouTuber?
This is a very good question. But it was. I think it was just to discount any of those ideas from children from home. Because everybody could be a YouTuber. If you've got a phone, you could be a YouTuber now.
Probably depends what YouTuber you like or which YouTuber you like as to how you would dress. So, you know, some
content
would be
creator, this would be.
No, I mean, people with a YouTube channel that make a lot of money out of it, like that idiot Logan Paul who got in trouble recently.
He's a content creator, right? That's his job.
He's a YouTuber. He would say he's a YouTuber. And you know, consequently does stupid things like he did with millions of people watching him. But he's quite a hero if you're into what he does. What did you want to be when you were growing up, Robbie? Was it a sports reporter extraordinaire?
I didn't know what I wanted to be when I was 21, let alone
do you know what you want to be
seven
now?
Or eight. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out.
But you see, I like that, though, because, I mean, you're very good at what you do.
I just liked things.
But you're open.
Honestly, I'm guilty of probably not ever thinking that. I'm not a forward thinker.
Okay, but 11 years old, what would you have dressed up as? for that world of work day.
Hold on a minute.
Would have appalled
this
my mother.
Not in private.
It's not 10 o'clock at night.
I was 11, I was obsessed with tennis. And I harboured ambitions of being a tennis player, but deep down there was a little voice in my head that was telling me, you keep losing to other kids at school, you're probably not going to be a tennis player on the professional tour.
But at 11 years old, his school should have allowed him to come in dressed as Bjorn Borg if he wanted to, because that's what he wanted to do right then.
I tell you what, that's a great image. You should post an image of you with your little Max Ply Fort tennis racket, the wooden racket,
Dunlop
and
green
a headband.
Flash.
Green flash. Oh, fantastic. That's worth YouTubing.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Combine the two careers.
What I'm more excited by on the text line is our lovely producer, Hanan, who's deserted us this evening, texting in to congratulate me on my traffic report. Yeah, thanks, Hanan. Ditched me right in it on a Thursday evening.
Love it.
It was a lovely report.
Mahesh texted in and said JCB. It wasn't JCB. It's those little truck things that you could drive around, little one-man digger things, excavators, bobcats. And I got a chance to have a go in one, and they're fantastic. I fancy doing that. If you want to hold Doug, Robbie, this weekend, anywhere, get me a bobcat and I'll dig it for you.
I usually dig myself a hole on almost every single edition
you do,
of Sports Tonight.
Most nights, yeah, to be fair. And then Chris digs you out.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes.
Exactly. I'm still excavating. And
how was your day today? Because you have hot-footed it down from Abu Dhabi, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been down in Abu Dhabi, keeping a close eye on the first round of the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship. And a familiar face is atop the leaderboard. Tommy Fleetwood, the man who lifted the Falcon Trophy this time 12 months ago in a win that catapulted his career into a whole new level. He is again on top of the leaderboard. 6 under par he shot today. No bogeys, 66. He's joined by a player, I have to confess, and I'm a golf nerd, but I had to look up this guy. Hideto Tanihara, Japanese, 39 years of age.
Right.
He is a 14-time winner on the Japan Golf Tour. It's his second full season on the European Tour, and he's also shot a round of 66 to be tied for the lead. And I must add at this point that the player that I tipped to win week, last night on Sports Tonight, Thomas Peters,
just don't say anything.
Is 5 under par.
Oh, Robbie Greenfield.
One shot back.
Nice.
Chris McCarty's tip of Martin Keimer. Let's just have a little look at where he is. Oh, he's three under, so he's done quite well as well.
Yeah. And Danny Jakubowski. They're competitive, those two.
Danny Jakubowski was in with us as well. He's the director of instruction down at the Abu Dhabi Golf Club. He picked Kiradek Appibarnrat, who shot two under par. So I must say, all our three tips did quite well. Mm. Rory McIlroy, three under today. He'll be pleased with his day's work after a long absence. Hasn't played any competitive golf since October, has Rory. So he's done a pretty good job to finish three under par. No bogeys on his card either. And Dustin Johnson, up and down round from the world number one. Bit scratchy in places. Few errors off the tee. He shot 72, level par. So he's six shots back.
Okay, so Martin Keimer is in the running. Martin Keimer's won in Abu Dhabi how many times?
Three
times. So there or thereabouts, I suppose.
He is.
See, when it comes to golf predictions, I'm more with you than I am with Chris. Football, I'm slightly more with Chris than you. So it's evens.
Yeah, I mean, my predictions are awful, even if I know the sport very well, which I would like to think I do with golf, but my predictions are still fairly, usually pretty awful. But on this occasion, I'm quietly confident that the big Belgian Thomas Peters can put that right.
Okay, so good day down in Abu Dhabi today.
Really good day. It's excellent down there. We were having a go on the Top Golf, the Top Golf Crush, it's called, which is basically, if you're familiar with the concept of Top Golf, it's actually coming out here to the Middle East at Emirates Golf Club next year.
I'm not familiar. What is it?
It's a hugely addictive game. Whoever invented this is an absolute genius. They've made a lot of money as well, because basically they've taken a driving range, if you can imagine, stacked driving ranges on top of one another to create this tier system. Yeah. That's number one. And then they've created these bays, different colours, worth different points. So if you think of a darts board, imagine that lying flat on a driving range with a flag in the middle. Okay, so the closer you can get to the flag, the bigger the points that you can score. And then the different colours of dart boards, they're like buckets that you hit into from the driving range. They get, it's like a snooker table. So they go out yellow, brown, green, I think blue, sorry, black, pink, black. Black's the furthest one. And basically that's at 250 yards. But you can, if you can hit into that target, you get more and more points. So there's a mini version of that going on in Abu Dhabi that you can go and have a go at. It's like, imagine Chris McCarty's three favourite sports: darts, snooker and 10-pin bowling.
All combined.
All combine that with golf, and you've got a highly addictive game where the balls have got a microchip in them.
I was going to say, how do you measure?
Each ball gives you a point score. You get, I think in a full game of Top Golf, you get 20 balls, and you get to double up your score if you continue to get in the coloured zone of the target you're aiming at. It's all kind of complicated, but you get it once you get going with it.
Yeah.
We've been playing down there. We've been completely addicted to it. Tim Henman, the former Wimbledon semi-finalist, former world number four, he's down there as an HSBC ambassador. Andrew Flintoff, Ash's hero from 2005, he's down there as well. So they were having a go with a young lad, Oscar Murphy, 13 years of age, played with Rory, I think, in the Pro-Am, hit a shot to 10 feet on the par 3 13th. Fantastic swing. Just 13. He's a future Falcon down there, so he could be a star for the future. We'll actually have him on our show tomorrow. We're broadcasting live from 3 until 5 in the Championship Village. We're going to be joined by Tim, by Freddie Flintoff, of course, and Oscar as well.
That's something, isn't it? All right, we need to go to the last word. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The last word.
Murderer brought to justice by a...
there you go. Golf swing.
Email. Excuse me, murderer. You are required in court.
Okay, by email. All right.
9 a.m.
All right, I'm going to go.
While Tim's thinking, I'm just going to... Fad has pointed out that you're inconsistent with your predictions, Robbie, because he reckons that last night you picked Dustin Johnson. Just putting that out there.
Listen, if you go and check the podcast, it's all there on our sports, and this will give me an opportunity to plug our podcast, iTunes Sports Tonight, free to download. You can find it towards the end of our hour-long special. I did say I thought Dustin Johnson would win. You're quite correct, but we weren't allowed to pick Dustin Johnson in our predictions because he was the easy pick. He's the world number one.
Let's go
for
their plan B.
We all had to go a bit off-field, so I am now firmly in the Thomas Peters camp.
You heard it here. Thank you, Robbie Greenfield.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.